If you use a Bixi bicycle, you can now bike through NDG all winter. Bixi is extending their year-round city bicycle service to the NDG borough. This comes after efforts from the NDG Borough City Hall and communications with Bixi expressing their interest in joining year-round service. Here is the councillor for the Loyola District, Despina Soria, speaking about her enthusiasm for the extension.
Well, actually, you know, we were a bit jealous seeing that there were other boroughs that had the Bixies all year around. So there was work that we did in order to, you know, especially the mayor, she put herself out there talking to Bixie, talking also to our counterparts at City Center, saying that, you know, we would love to have access to Bixies in the winter, as we're seeing more of an interest from a lot of the population in using their bikes in the winter.
This change comes with a number of initiatives from the borough to increase active transportation, including securing 9 kilometers of bike lanes last year. Here is Councillor Soria again speaking about the active transportation efforts being made by the NDG borough.
We have secured our bike paths in the borough. Whenever we do make new ones, we really follow like the highest standards to secure them. So we've basically reconfigured Terrebonne, for example, to make the street safer for all its users. That was like kind of the priority. And in the Plan Vélo was also, there was a bike path to be put there. So we ensured that it was secured. It's a two-way bike path going, you know, east and west, so there's two ways. You can go both ways, secured along the way. Walkley to north to south, the bike path is a two-way bike path, and it's secured. So it's more really like securing the cycling infrastructure, trying to really link them up to areas that are where there's a density of people using bikes, like schools, universities, or areas like that, where there's like a lot of public transportation as well.
The Bixi docks in NDG area will be available through the winter, including the dock at the Loyola campus. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
When I get real big. To rust.
is not forgotten.
Welcome back to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Owen.
I'm Josh. How's everyone doing today? Hope it's good because I can't hear you. but we're back in the studio for another episode.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks since we've been in here together, so we're excited to share some tracks we've been sitting on the last few days with you all here. That first track we played, I'm sure many of you know, Hey Hey My My, Out of the Blue by Neil Young. Last night, Josh and I watched a film directed by and starring Dennis Hopper called Out of the Blue, sort of named after that song. And that track's sort of the main theme in the film. And it plays a number of times, but I think it's got us both in a bit of a Neil Young Crazy Horse mood today.
Yeah, we got a lot of thoughts, you know.
A lot of thoughts.
it was, I don't know, all I could think about today was just like Dennis Hopper hearing that song and being like, whoa. I don't know. Owen, do you want to tell our listeners what this movie was about?
Yeah, it's sort of... a young girl whose father, the father is played by Dennis Hopper. The young girl is Linda Manns, who retired from acting at a really young age. And this was one of maybe only three or four films that she starred in before she quit acting. She later returned to play in Gummo. And I think that might be the only thing she did post-retirement. But this is really like an amazing performance of her. And yeah, her dad, Dennis Hopper, is in prison and being released, and it's sort of about their fractured relationship. And it plays out like a lot of great 70s independent American films do, like in the style of Cassavetes maybe, where it's just this really kind of unflinching look at like a broken family. Really great movie, really great soundtrack. Yeah, what are your thoughts, Josh? Anything to add?
I loved it. I thought it was like a masterpiece, and it was like one of those movies where you're like, how is this like ever like lost, you know? Because we were watching in the room full of like heads, you know.
Yeah,
like people who watch a lot of movies, a lot more movies than I watch, and none of us had heard of this movie, and it was like, wow, like, because it felt to me like such a, you know, it's kind of this like classic punk movie. It seems like it should have a huge cult following. Also, like, it's like a super like butch movie. Like, it feels like I was very surprised a Dennis Hopper movie would be like commenting on like identity, like gender identity and stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
and queer,
you know?
Culture.
And yeah, I don't know, I enjoyed it. I so much so that I decided to watch The American Dreamer this morning, which is like a documentary following Dennis Hopper as he kind of ruins his career post Easy Rider, trying to make his movie called The Last Movie.
Yeah.
Which, and he kind of just, you know, starts out as like this, you know, as Dennis Hopper, this kind of like intriguing narcissist, and then he just kind of descends into like this like Charles Manson-esque person. So yeah. It was like, I don't know, I think it's worth a watch.
Yeah, I'm a really big fan of Dennis Hopper, and this feels like kind of a real centerpiece in his career. Not just as an actor, but as a director too, because in the Severin restoration that we watched of this movie, before it plays, it gives you some information as to how this came to be. And it was a Canadian production for this film called CB that was basically scrapped towards the end of shooting. They didn't like it. It wasn't working. And Dennis Hopper, over the course of a weekend, just rewrote the script and became the director, kind of self-appointed himself the director, and just like took the wheel of this movie and made this like totally devastating picture that's out of the blue. But yeah, great Neil Young song. We had to revisit it. That was the Live Rust version from the 1979 album, live album.
Yeah.
Really great.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll probably be talking about this movie more, I think. I have a lot to say. I think we both do. But now we're going to go into a tune by our guy, John Carpenter, another fantastic director and musician, of course.
Of course.
This came out last year. This is a track from his Lost Tracks, the fourth volume, called My Name is Death. And I think it is a banger. So... one second.
We've got a lot of eerie, cold, rainy night songs coming up here for you tonight. Mm-hmm. So don't touch that dial. Don't go anywhere and enjoy.
Discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, where all stories meet.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO. Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
CJLO, 1690 a.m. Beard love forever.
Beards, 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 beards.
Thank you.
this is Psychic Ceremony on CJLO. We're back talking at the same time.
That's actually a rare occurrence here, you know.
It is, yeah. Usually something works out. After our ad break, did we play anything before the ad we didn't cover?
We did. We did that John Carpenter track.
Yes,
My Name Is Death. John Carpenter. What did you think of that one?
I liked it. It wasn't what I thought it would be. I haven't really kept up with these Lost Themes album, but it was cool. Driving bass line.
Yeah, it was kind of banging, kind of rocking for... I mean, you know, I just... imagine him like shredding in his basement studio, just having a great time, like, you know,
totally
doing whatever he wants.
After our ad break, we came back and I played a track from this Worth album that came out last year called Hamper. The track is called, bear with me, Black Olerison Motif on Teenaged Lucifer. This album's really cool. Some very haunting, harsh noise coming out of Germany. Worth is a great project I really like on the Assault label. But yeah, that was a great track. We also just played a track from Angelo Badalamenti off the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack called The Pink Room. Really awesome.
Yeah.
Neo-noir vibes.
That one was great. I mean, I haven't listened to this album and I also haven't seen the movie. We were just talking about that. I gotta get on that.
It's mandatory for sure.
But I feel like a strong Lynch theme is taking hold of this episode. So we're gonna run with it.
Yeah, why not? For sure.
Yeah. And after this, after we're done talking, we're gonna go into Buyer's Remorse, a track from the new Pharmacon album. Maggot Mass came out October 8th, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Pharmacon. She's coming back to town.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it's later this month or maybe early December, but she was supposed to come here and play the Noise Not Borders Festival, but canceled her appearance. She's coming with the kind of experimental metal band Uniform from New York as well. Should be a great double bill, but I'm excited to hear this track. I haven't listened to her new record yet.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it's her first in 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. understand me anymore. To tread this fantasy openly, what have I done? Oh, this uncertainty has taken me over. I can't move this stage anymore. Recognize me.
Thank you. I finally broke into the prison. I found my place in the chain. Even damnation is poisoned with rainbows. All the brave young men, they're waiting now to see a signal which some killer will be lighting for pay. Into this furnace I ask you now to venture. You whom I cannot betray. I fought in the old revolution on the side of the ghost and the king. Of course I was very young and I thought that we were winning. I can't pretend I still feel very much like singing as they carry the bodies away. Into this furnace I ask you now to venture. You whom I cannot betray. Lately you've started to stutter as though you had nothing to say. To all of my architects, let me be traitor. Now let me say, I myself gave the order to sleep and to search and to destroy. Into this furnace I ask you now to venture. You whom I cannot betray. Yes, you who are broken by power. You who are absent all day. You who are kings for the sake of your children's story. The hand of your beggar is burdened down with money. The hand of your lover is clay. Into this furnace I ask you now to venture. You whom I cannot betray.
November 20th to 23rd, come check out the festival that highlights the best new music in the city. There's something for everyone, with concerts varying in all sorts of musical styles. Make sure to check out their jam-packed marathon events, such as BB Club and En Stereo at Theatre Fairmount, Grand Public, Radiant Baby, and Wizard at Casa del Popolo, Bonnie Trash, Breeze, and Dermabrasion at La Sauterenia, plus performances and DJ sets from Shay Lia, Lara, Virginie B, La Force, Claire Vincent, and more. For more information and to buy tickets, visit mpolmontreal.com.
Mwahaha! I found the perfect time for evil! Mondays at noon!
Oh no, you don't!
What?
That time is reserved for the angelic tracks of Indie Past.
No!
Ha! I showed him! Mondays at noon are safe with REVC. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Usted está escuchando a CJLO, la radio de Concordia.
La radio del sexo.
No, no hay sexo, solo radio.
Sí, sexo. Sexo, sexo, sí, sexo, sexo, sí.
All right, this is Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Owen.
I'm Josh. Thanks for tuning in, as always. It's been a while since we spoke.
Yeah, we've been having fun the last 30 minutes, playing songs on different formats and kind of having fun with it. I think
the last one was the Pharmacon.
Yeah, we checked in around Pharmacon, and then we briefly played part of this track by Manem called Sediment Thesis, the second part, which went into Portishead's Over, a really great track.
That was great. I was saying I haven't really listened much. That was from their self-titled album, their second album, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
The one Portishead album I'm not really super familiar with. Anyway, that track was a banger.
After that, Josh selected this John Fahey track.
Yeah.
What was that one called?
The Downfall of the Adelphi Rolling Grist Mill, off of his album Death Chants, Marches, and Waltzes, I believe.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah.
From there, we went into Leonard Cohen's The Old Revolution, played off record as well.
Yeah.
And after that was Fold, as is done in The Sixth Sense. Fold is the more meditative side project of Neural Alan Bloor, Canadian harsh noise legend. And then we played part of Autechre's Recurie after that.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been having fun keeping it cinematic.
Keeping it Lynchian here.
Yeah, Lynchian. We're on that, and on that theme, we're going into a track by Harry Dean Stanton from his 2014 album Partly Fiction. This is Hands on the Wheel.
So what do we do now?
How about I like that Hands on the Wheel.
At a time when the world seems to be spinning hopelessly out of control. There's believers and deceivers and old in-betweeners that seem to have no place to go. It's the same old song, it's right and it's wrong, and living is just something that I do. And with no place to hide, I looked in your eyes and I found myself in you. I looked to the stars and tried all of the bars, and I'm nearly gone up in smoke. But now my hand's on the wheel, there's something that's real, and I feel like I'm going home. In the shade of an oak down by the river sat an old man and a boy. setting sails, spinning tails, and fishing for whales with a lady they both enjoy. It's the same damn tune. It's the man in the moon. It's the way that I feel about you. And with no place to hide, I looked in your eyes and I found myself in you. I looked to the stars, tried all the bars, and I've nearly gone up in smoke. But now my hand's on the wheel, I've something that's real, and I feel like I'm going home. Good, huh?
Very good.
Good words. And there's a couple of mistakes, but leave them in there. Who gives a fuck?
Doesn't matter.
Huh?
That doesn't matter.
No.
That's one of the first things you said to me.
Huh?
I remember when we
that was Harry Dean Stanton. Before we got a little blast of noise, the track was called
Hands on the Wheel.
Hands on the Wheel. Really great song. Really great guy, too. Classic David Lynch actor.
Yeah. We were talking about guys who smoke their whole lives and they seem fine, and he was one of them.
We're looking at a photo of David Lynch right now smoking a cigarette. He looks so good.
We don't endorse smoking.
We don't endorse smoking.
But, you know, this track we're speaking over, Decimated Fascia by Unit God.
Yeah, a Montreal Harsh Noise project. This EP came out this weekend. Check it out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of blistering, kind of digital sounding noise, very cut up, some more atmospheric elements to it. Very cool stuff. We're going to play you out with a song from the man himself, David Lynch. This song was made for his 2007 film Inland Empire, which starred Harry Dean Stanton, and David Lynch wrote, recorded, and made this song himself. He sings on it. It's called Imaginary Girl. Very haunting track. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Psychic Ceremony.
Yeah, thank you, as always, for tuning in every Monday. We'll be back next week, I promise.
Yeah, give Out of the Blue a watch.
For sure.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. All right. Well, take it away, David.